to be a healer for all humanity. I am called to be a dreamer, believe in what can be. I am called to be a maker, be an instrument of peace. I am called to be a giver of abundance I receive. I am called to be a prayer, living out the truth I seek. I am called to be everything. I am called to be, called to be. To be a mother, to nurture family. You are called to be a brother, be strength in time of need. You are called to be a neighbor, see a friend in all you need. You are called to be a leader, to build community. You are called to be a the truth you seek. You are called to be everything. You are called to be, called to be the glory here on earth so all might see all the love and all the beauty that shines in you and me. You to be. We are called to be kindness, set the brokenhearted free. We are called to be forgiveness where pain has run too deep. We are called to be companion, be the wind beneath each wing. We are called to make succeed. We are called to be a prayer, living out the truth you seek. We are called to be everything. We are called to be, called to be. Shines in you and me. You are the living, breathing God, and you are one in me. We are called to be.
So let us, at this moment, just become settled in our chairs. Let the chair support you as we begin to enter into our time of meditation. Whatever thoughts you might have of what's happening afterwards or what happened before, let's just let those drop aside. So we are in the presence of Spirit. And I'm going to invite our prayer chaplain and Reverend David and any other prayer chaplains up here. as we enter this time of meditation, we are here to support you. I'm inviting you to look into your hearts. Is there something that God is calling you to be, to do? Spirit is speaking to you right now. So what I invite you, if you feel comfortable to do, if you feel this calling to be of service in some way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to just come forward and let the prayer chaplains and Reverend David and me just bless you and affirm for you your calling, whatever that is. If there's any of you that are feeling some type of calling but don't know exactly what that is, and you've maybe been struggling with this sense of, I know I'm being called to do something. I feel that call of Spirit. It might be a real tug. It might just be a gentle nudge. But if you feel that, if you would like to have more clarity in your life, then we invite you, if you feel comfortable, to just to come here and just stand in front of us. And we will hold you in our hearts and in our minds. We will affirm for you that calling. We will affirm for you that guidance. So I invite you to just come up here and let us affirm for you that Spirit is calling you and that Spirit is being very clear and will help you to be clear on what it is that you need or might want to do. So just listen to your heart, knowing that we are all called in some ways. We're not all called to be Martin Luther Kings, but we are called, all of us, each and every day, we are called to be that helping hand, that listening ear, that gentle touch. So as we allow ourselves to just spend a little bit of time in the silence, I invite you, as we stay in the silence, if you wish, to just come up here and let us affirm this for you, that God is calling you and that God has a plan for you. And so we will affirm that with you. So as we stay in this meditation, as we remain silent, I'm going to invite Greg and Julie to come. And they're going to sing for us Amazing Things. So just listen. Hold that in your heart. Because God is calling you to do amazing things.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, Bless the progress that you make, the reason you live is there in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams.
Amazing,
you will do amazing things.
Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things.
I invite all of you just to stand up and to sing with us. Hold the hand of someone next to you.
Oh, the
amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things.
Look at the person next to you. You will do amazing things.
Amazing, you will do amazing things.
Now I want you to take one of your hands and put it on your heart, okay? And say, sing, I will do amazing things, okay?
Amazing, amazing. Amazing, amazing, I will do amazing things.
Now let's sing, we will do amazing things. And sing it with all your might.
Amazing, amazing.
Amazing things. God bless you. Thank you. And we will continue with our service, but go out there and do amazing things.